Bad Seat Podcast, episode 35. I am Scotty.
That's right. And
it's goddamn right.
And I'm goddamn Elliot.
Goddamn Elliot. How's she floating today, Elliot?
Pretty good. You know, we're not sinking.
Well, tonight.
Tonight, yeah, it is the night.
Day's over.
It is.
On this beautiful Friday. What was a Friday?
Yeah.
We got rid of that son of a bitch.
Yep. Kicked it out.
We sure did. What's new with you?
Oh, you know, not a whole lot. Working hard, hardly working.
That's two different things, buddy.
Yeah, well, it all goes down. So
it all goes down. All right. So with the last episode, we kind of did a backstory and yeah. shit. Mm-hmm. And seems that we got a good response.
Yeah, I mean, I hope people enjoyed it.
I hope people understands how bad we are.
How bad the seeds are.
But yeah, thank you for listening, and also thank you if you reached out and said, "Hey, cool episode."
Yeah, yeah.
Because we got a lot of those this past one, which is weird. It doesn't really happen a lot.
Yeah,
because nobody likes us. But yeah, 35. We're on 35 now. And shit, man.
Yeah, we're back to our scheduled programming. Yeah, more of a normal show today.
A Mormon show today.
Yeah, we actually are bringing on some Mormons later.
Well, they showed up, you know.
Yeah, we didn't invite them over.
Well, here's the thing.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's ever invited a Mormon over.
No. Except for my dad got really into talking to the Mormons who would come by the door. Started finding like the watchtower on the coffee table.
Oh.
I thought he was going to turn into a Mormon for like 6 months there.
Oh, man.
No, but he's just nice like that. You know, he's, well, hey, you're on my porch. Let me, you know.
He just likes to talk a lot.
Yeah, you know. So, but yeah, it didn't work out. Which is good because I'd be a terrible Mormon.
You'd be a terrible Mormon.
Yeah, I mean, it just wouldn't work out. They have to wear those weird underwear. I like Reeboks.
So yeah, I don't really Reeboks. Wanna. Reeboks does have like the pristine.
Yeah,
they got a. They've really looked into the big dude flap.
Right, and I even the best ones no fly. No gate. You got to go over the bridge.
Over the bridge.
Yeah. And as far as a big dude, that's, I mean, it helps a lot, you know.
Over the swelling brick road.
Yep. You gotta maneuver it out over the top.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, well, I mean, you get used to it. Except for I'm in the situation now where I have some underwear has the fly and some underwear doesn't. So I get out throughout my day, and the first time I take a piss, I have this thing where, like, I'm looking for the flap. And then it's not there, and I'm like, oh, it's an over day. All right, we'll go over.
It's an over day.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, sometimes you don't remember.
No, I never remember what underwear I have on.
Yeah, it'd be kind of weird if you did, if that's what you based your day off of.
Right.
You lay out your outfit, but just your underwear.
That's it. Underwear and socks.
Yeah. The older I get, the more that makes sense.
Well, yeah, I mean, those are the most important, to be honest with you.
I got new socks the other day.
Yeah. Ooh.
And I forgot how this is.
It's good.
All of my socks, you know, they're so old,
they don't feel good.
Okay, some of them have holes. Some of them are super thin.
Yeah.
And then the others, for some reason, feel like it's just like a fucking 14-year-old kid's sock under his bed.
Yeah,
and it hurts my toes.
Yeah, it's not great. It rubs the wrong way.
Yeah, it rubs my athlete's foot wrong.
There was
both of them.
One of my neighbors told me before he met his wife that he would go buy a pack of socks. This was in the 80s. He would go buy a pack of socks, wear them all once or twice, probably three times. Let's be honest, and then instead of washing his socks, he would just go buy more socks.
That doesn't sound bad.
I honestly, and I thought it was so funny when I heard that. And then recently I've been doing kind of the same thing. just because I don't know where they go. Like, I don't know where. I can't keep track of socks.
No, if you were to break open a dryer.
Oh, yeah.
They would definitely be like a wonderland of just things.
It's like a sock treasure chest.
Yeah. Just
everywhere.
G-strings and... Well, I don't really lose mine. If you're big, your G-string's still big.
It's holding on for dear life.
All right, let's get started.
Oh, yeah.
I got some news for us. Some plug-ease news.
Beep-deep-deep.
News is not two syllables.
News.
But we're going to get there.
All right.
First story I got today. A Florida lap dancer has been arrested in Miami after assaulting five police officers with her vagina and using it as a deadly weapon without the intent to kill. Brittany Simmons, 24, was performing at the Camel Toe Strip Club. When an altercation began between Simmons and several clients, Miami police were called to intervene and attempted to apprehend Simmons, who was highly intoxicated and acting irrational. The Miami Police Department attempts to place Simmons under arrest, but were momentarily, God damn. Basically, she ejected vaginal fluids towards the officers, temporarily blinding three and injuring two.
Why was their face so close to it?
They worked at a strip club that night, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, all right.
Simmons. I mean, this is obviously not a real fucking story.
No, I'm realizing that now. No. I mean, but...
Simmons attorney Alan Smith argued that his client acted in self-defense and used her vagina not as a deadly weapon, but in the appropriate boundaries of her working skills and abilities. Honestly, the more I read that, I hope it's real. I would love it to be real. There's a mugshot. I wish that's all it took. According to current Florida laws... and if convicted of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon against five police officers, Simmons could face up to 1,036 years in jail.
What, are they going to send her to jail on the moon?
That'd probably be cheaper.
Yeah. I just...
Yeah, well, it says, in a 2013 court case, and another Miami citizen was convicted of an armed robbery after threatening a convenience store clerk with his erect and AIDS-infected penis and was sentenced to 237 years in jail.
Uh-huh.
Again, I wish all that was real.
But
honestly, just play it out in your head.
Yeah, well, you know... I mean, first of all, if someone tries to rob me and they're fully erect, I'm going to do whatever they say, because if you can get a full erection and then rob someone, that's pretty, you got to be a crazy person, you know?
Well, you know, they do their thing and they make things fun for themselves. you think it's like a hidden talent, or she was just in the mood?
Or if it's just like some sort of natural... Like evolutionary reaction.
Like sometimes when I yell, I'll get a spritz.
Well, yeah. Well, if I get real scared, yeah, you know. I mean, if six cops were trying to arrest me, I don't know what kind of fluids are coming out of me, to be honest with you. It's not going to be great.
I'm just saying, if you yell when you come farther.
That's what you keep telling me. And...
That's.
I wish that was the first time you had said that, but it's not.
That's a scientific fucking fact.
Yeah, like I mean,
if you're about to go and you just yell as loud as you can,
mm-hmm.
you're going to more or less 14 to 18 inches longer than you would. Yeah,
that's I mean, at least a foot. Well, you know,
in the Dick Olympics, that's a lot.
I've never actually measured how far I can go.
Well.
You know, maybe, I mean, that's on me. You know, I'm not taking the sport seriously, so.
You know? You need to try harder.
I guess. But I feel like, you know, it's like, you know, tennis players doing the grunts. You know, you're going to hit harder if you make a noise.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen a Mike Tyson fight.
Right.
Imagine how far he goes.
Yeah, how much further do you come if you bite someone's ear off? Is it further?
Fucking. All right, just imagine how this goes down.
Right.
Gordon Ramsay, the chef.
Love him.
Yeah, I'm sure he has his days. Refused to cook for Donald Trump during his trip to the UK.
Yeah, makes sense.
Makes sense. Gordon Ramsay has revealed how he turned down the chance to cook for Donald Trump. By also, just looking at Donald Trump, what do you think he eats? Like, if he had a catering list.
Well, there's people, there's been White House aides who have talked about what he eats. And it's like a weird...
Pickles.
It's a weird McDonald's, like, salad made out of, like, Big Macs. He eats he loves McDonald's.
I've seen that little buffet thing. Like,
that's... That he, yeah, he brought those, I think it was the National College Champions.
Right, which, you know, all of them, you know,
fast food.
Just eat extremely healthy, and then they get right there.
And I can't remember why. I think it was, like, during the shutdown or something, so the catering staff wasn't getting paid, so he was just like, fuck it, go to like three fast food restaurants, and it was thousands of dollars worth of fast food. But yeah, he loves McDonald's, so
you know what, that's,
which, you know, I mean, I do too. You know, I'm not high and mighty about that.
Well, you know, those little gray patties, just
I like a McChicken. That's my move.
I do like a McChicken. I like when they underdo the lettuce and overdo the mayo.
Oh yeah,
that's sarcastic, because that's just how they do it.
Right. It is the mayonnaise situation at McDonald's is, well, I'll just say borderline upsetting. It's not ideal.
It's rough. You know. Yeah.
And if you give a, you know, but I never go at fast food places. I hate being in a drive through and throwing out modifiers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. This person's already miserable. I'm not going to, you know, I'll take the pickles off. It's fine. Which I don't, because I love them. But, you know.
Dude, I was in a Wendy's, and this was when I was doing security at a music venue a couple of years ago. But, you know, at 2:30, 3 a.m., I hit Wendy's. It was Saturday night. Hit Wendy's. And two cars were in front of me. I thought I hit the jackpot, because there's usually a fucking line. And I get right behind the guy ordering, and he's so goddamn stoned. Like, his head, I mean, it's summertime. His window's all the way down. His head is, like, his cheek is on the, like, where his window is, you know, just, like, ordering.
Right.
And like, I'm thinking that this is a fucking ignorant ad. Like, it's so many shits, you know. Like, it ended up being two sandwiches with like 18 modifiers on each one of them.
Oh my god.
I thought it was going to be like a family or something.
Yeah, like no. he was getting a few bags.
It was fucking, it was ignorant.
Yeah.
Ignorant.
And then the people who do that get furious that it's not right. You know?
Oh, I've been in Chick-fil-A.
Uh-oh.
And there was a lady that got a, you know, probably $20 worth of shit.
Right.
Gets it to go, but she's inside. She goes through her entire bag and, like, opens every sandwich. She's like, there's only one pickle on here. Like, like, come on, hook me up. And, like, had something to say about everything. I wish I had the time to do that. If it's wrong, I just yell about it and say I'm never going back, and then go back the next day.
That was my favorite complaint when I worked in a pizza place, was you guys mess up my order every time. And I'd be like, well, then why are you here?
Yeah.
Why do you keep coming back? We suck. Go somewhere else.
Oh, you man. Know? My old restaurant, they used to, at the time we were open for like, you know, maybe 4 years.
Yeah.
Tops. Ladies would come in and be like, no, you know, I've been coming here for a decade.
Yeah.
And you need to, you know, this, I've been eating this for fucking ever. And, you know, you can't be like, no, I mean, you're wrong, but
Right. You know, we've only been open for...
Or just look up at the EST right there. Right. You know, you dumbass. You dumb shit.
That's what I would get that all the time. Well, these old people would be like, we've been coming here for 20 years, which we had been open for 20 years. But also at the same time, I'm like, well, that's cool. Well, you and your wife are splitting a $7 sandwich. So thanks for keeping the doors open. I really appreciate you.
Yeah, you know.
But, you know, the customer's right, so.
Customers.
Except they're not. They're all fucking stupid. And if you buy food and complain about it, you're stupid.
Right. All right. This is a pretty, you know. I'm glad you got that out.
Yeah, I've been. That's like 4 years in the making.
All right. Woof. So, Iowa business breaks Guinness record with 113 spray tans in 1 hour.
Oh, on the same person?
Hold up. That would be funny if we went back into like the Chick-fil-A lady. She's like, no, there's a little bit good there.
I can still see why.
I can still see why. A tanning business in Iowa said it broke the Guinness World Record when an employee spray tanned 113 people in under an hour.
Under an hour?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Suntan City and Sioux City said dozens of volunteers gathered Tuesday at Stony Creek Hotel and Conference Center to receive free spray tans from this lady. She aimed to do 110. By the way, why is this a fucking world record? I've cheesed 1,400 cheeseburgers today.
We've talked about world records before and which, like, the low-hanging fruit. But that's the thing, is you got to come up with new ones that no one cares about.
Yeah.
Like spray tanning.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, she beat there was a record.
There was a standing record.
There was a standing record.
Don't I look like a goober?
But that's what I'm saying. What the fuck? She was going to do 110 to beat the current 107, but she did 113. Okay, in an hour. Let's do that math.
In an hour. So I imagine they set up
180 minutes an hour.
Oh, did you say let's do that math?
Yeah.
Okay. We can't. We're bad at math.
So, I mean, she's spending at least 6 minutes on a person.
Less than that.
113 people. Okay, in under an hour.
Right, right. Okay, so if it was an hour and she did 60 people, that would be a minute per person. So we're talking like
a full body.
And how many people? It's roughly like
13.
It's roughly like 35 seconds a person to get all those people done in an hour.
Yeah, I'm not good at that. I said 6 minutes. I don't even know what it takes to do an actual spray tan. Like, is that quick? I think 35 seconds is. I thought they had like a booth that you stand in.
Well, yeah, I think so. Well, I only know from that episode of Friends where Ross doesn't understand how it works, and he gets sprayed. He gets sprayed on his front side like 6 times instead of 3 on each side.
Right.
And so he's kind of in like brown face for the rest of the episode. Mm. But I would imagine if you're doing 30-35 seconds a person, you're setting up a sort of drive-through car wash situation where people are just in their skibbies, walking through, and you're just kind of misting, you know. And you're doing a good job.
Well, I mean, it was free, so, you know, you don't have to be perfect.
No. I mean, nobody's, you know, I'm sure there was people who complained, but, you know.
This ain't right.
This is my 30-second spray tan didn't turn out well. Well, okay, you know, that's, you know, you got to pay to play.
You got to pay to play.
Buy the ticket, take the ride, you know.
So, by the way, I went through when I was looking up stories, when I was looking up news articles, everything that was important, I scrolled past. Like, I don't want to.
Oh, yeah. We don't really cover. There's so much going on right
now. There's a coronavirus really fucking up Disney World, probably.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, that place is a wasteland anyway.
Oh,
but,
chill. You need to chill.
I mean, it's just people getting heat exhaustion in costumes and people paying $12 for a bottle of water in Florida, which, by the way, Florida, goddamn. If I had to shit, I wouldn't stop in Florida to use the bathroom.
Why don't you like Florida? Tell me about it.
You know, I never have, and then I went for the first time for my brother's wedding, and it was in the Panhandle. It was right outside of St. Augustine. I just remember I was wearing a dress shirt for the wedding, and I didn't have my jacket on, and I walked around the hotel.
And it was wet.
Probably, yeah, and my cuffs were soaked through already. And it was like maybe 30 yards to the car. And so, you know, it's a hellscape of despair, and I don't like Florida. It's just a hang up. But but I'm sure there's good parts of Florida. I have no interest in seeing them or knowing about them.
I went to Clearwater, Florida, and I accidentally held the door at the movie theater for Hulk Hogan and his daughter.
Oh yeah.
I was holding it for my girlfriend, and he just shot in.
Oh, he does that. Yeah.
Yeah, he
did that with that guy's wife.
Yeah, with that porn video. He shot right in.
He just went, "Hey, brother."
Yeah. "Hey, not brother." "Hey, lady.
Thanks for letting me bang your wife, brother."
You think he fist bumps?
Hogan
definitely fist bumps.
I think he chin bumps.
Oh, man.
That's why he leaves it clean. So you get a nice crispy chin bump.
Crispy chin bump. Florida. Woof. I went to the Salvador Dali Museum.
That's cool.
That was in St. Augustine, I think.
Oh, that's not bad.
Went to WrestleMania in Florida.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Now you're.
I went to WrestleMania thinking it was a gift. Also thinking that it was the Undertaker's last match ever.
Which
was retirement match.
Was that when Lesnar retired him?
No, this was Roman Reigns retired him. Wait. Honestly, it was in Florida. I don't fucking remember. Right. It might have been. But it was super quick. No, it was Roman Reigns.
Oh, okay.
Because it was Lesnar and Goldberg.
Oh, okay.
Which also sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he put his hat, like Undertaker put his hat in the middle of the ring and like.
Oh, it wasn't his trench coat underneath it?
It was a bunch of shit. And like 6 months later, he's back.
He's back. Well,
SummerSlam.
I mean, how many times has Ric Flair gotten retired? Well, you know, like.
Or canceled.
I'm going to be honest.
The fact that Ric Flair is not canceled yet.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I mean, I'm sure that's just having good PR.
Well,
because Motley Crue should have been canceled a long time ago.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in wrestling and, you know.
Yeah, I'm just saying there's three words.
Girls, girls, girls.
Well, when it comes to being canceled, it has nothing to do with the crew or David Lee Roth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's some.
Jimmy Eugene Buffett.
You want to get real? David Bowie fucked 14-year-olds, but nobody seems to care. They're like, "Oh, he's the star man." Like, no, he fucking, you know. But people forgive it, you know. So,
yeah. I'm sure that'll come back, and I'm sure in the next couple of years there'll be like an Elvis thing.
Well, you know, I.
Yes, maybe it was different times, but also it wasn't. Like,
right.
An age is an age.
There's still people, yeah. There were so many.
Different time. No, not really, buddy.
We talked about this with, like, I think we got on a Ted Nugent kick. Probably. Uh-huh. It was like a year or so ago. And we're talking about all these rock stars. But somebody had a great Reddit thread where they were like, what rock band is squeaky clean? Or what famous musician is squeaky clean? And pretty much the only one that people could come up with was Rush. That was it.
Is that true? Like, how do we...
Well, I looked it up. You know, basically people gave a bunch of examples of guys who weren't. Okay. And you look all those up and you're like, oh, that's how I found out about the Bowie. I didn't know about it until that.
Right.
And so, but yeah, you look up Rush, it's very hard to find someone who says anything bad about Rush.
Right.
Or any of those guys in Rush.
Or Nickelback, you know.
Well, you know, we all just want to be big rock stars, man.
I like your pants around your feet. That's a lyric.
I like taking a shit.
No, I mean, you know, I think that's the same song.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know much about that.
It's rough. It's, you know.
Yeah, so with all.
Yeah, did that start with coronavirus?
Yeah, it sure did.
Is that
we started with Florida somehow.
Oh, yeah, then it got to Florida. Yeah, okay. Woof. All right.
Yeah, woof.
That's all right.
So my next story, like I said, well, it started me talking about this, and then we got off track.
Right, right.
All these important stories going, like, that I've seen, and, you know, I've never cared about that stuff. I don't.
Right.
Obviously, today, there was some satire.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is not. This one is 100% original and gold, and I couldn't care about this more.
Ooh.
And if you're from around the Gaston County, North Carolina area, you know about this. Maybe not this. Tony's Ice Cream, which is just hit 100 years old,
ooh,
was voted the best milkshake of according to USA Today.
Oh, all right. It's a national publication.
Yeah, we on the map.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good milkshake, but I will say this. The environment...
The environment? I hate pigeons, dude.
I mean, I'll go to Tony's, you know.
That's where I used to go hang out with all them goddamn pigeons.
You know, but you go in and everybody looks at you sideways. At least me personally.
Don't even talk about it. Yeah, I know.
I mean, I know you know, because, you know, you look a lot rougher, but.
Okay. All
right. But I just mean, you know, if you're not in your county work uniform and you go in there, then no, the people working are great, or they have been recently. But
was there an altercation with somebody that works there? Like, what do you mean recently?
Oh, you know what happened the last time I went in there? I went in there to eat with Michael, and the way the booths are set up, it's like two chairs connected to each other. You're connected to the person you're sitting back to back with.
Right. I mean, it's and, like an old diner style.
Right, exactly. Like the old plastic scoop, you know, sort of booths. And this girl behind me was on a date. She was, she looked like she was 20 or 21 or something like that. But she kept rocking back and forth in her seat, shaking the whole structure that we were both sitting on.
Yep.
And I literally had to, me and Michael went and ate in the car. Yeah, I was like, I can't fucking do this.
That's the other one of the best exports of Gastonia, other than having the best milkshake, is meth.
Right.
And, you know, it'll make you rock back and forth, I think.
It was infuriating. It was like a toddler was behind me.
I don't know if it was a date. I'm pretty sure that dude got a prostitute.
Well, no, I mean, they were clean looking, you know, whatever that means, but you know what I mean. They didn't look like us.
I get pictures taken of me when I'm in there, not by like, and it's not even, you know how like a, you know how a 50-year-old woman uses her phone?
Oh, it's so obvious. Yeah,
it's so obvious. Those kind of pictures get taken of me. It got taken of me and my daughter one time, and it, you know, it's infuriating. But what, am I going to yell at somebody with my kid?
Well, no, because then you're just reinforcing whatever they've assumed, mm-hmm, you know, which is a terrible situation to be, because you just have to eat it.
Yeah.
You know,
so that happens a lot around here.
Yeah. I mean, which is kind of ridiculous at this point, because it's,
but also it's not, it's such a shitty thing to have to get used to.
Mm. No, I mean, I don't like, even when I was younger, like 20 or so, my best friend, one of our brothers at the time, was, this like, you know, 5'8" Puerto Rican guy, and whenever me and him were out together, I didn't notice it, but he was like, he would always point out, he was like, that guy was fucking glaring at us.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean, just because I was hanging out with a dude who wasn't white,
right,
in Gastonia. Oh, like, people would fucking look at you funny.
It's rough,
you know. I and of course, me being oblivious, just like, oh, I don't, you know.
Yeah. Well, me 12 years ago was a lot different. Mm. Shit, me 5 years ago was a lot different. But you put a little kid involved, and then, you know, you don't react the same way.
Well, yeah.
I did one time at Harris Teeter. I reacted.
Oh, I think I remember that.
And this was when Nora was like a small child, and it pissed me off for like 3 goddamn days. But this, I was in line checking out, and this old woman and her husband was behind us in line. She like legit said, she was like, they'll give babies to anybody these days, won't they?
Oh, my God.
And, like, looked at her husband. I think that was the first, like, when we first got back. Because it's not, I mean, fucking Charlotte's 20 minutes away, and it's not like that at all. It's right. fucking wild it's how that works.
The exact opposite, yeah.
But, you know, I think we just moved back or something. Small fucking baby in a car seat. And, like, I looked at him. I forgot, like, exactly what I said. But I was like, you need to shut your bitch up.
Right.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
And, like, she looked at him like he was supposed to do something, but he obviously was not having it and knew that what she said was super fucked up.
Right. Well, I
that was as close as I've ever come to responding with Nora around.
But yeah, I mean, well, and also she was, you know, so little at that point. It's not like she's going to remember, you know.
Yeah, I want her to get to the age where she responds with me.
Yeah. Like, that's going to be good.
Yeah, you cunt. Nah, that's not it. That's
like, not it. No, not that one. Just.
Yeah. Say another word.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just a ridiculous thing to me. But then again, like, I've always been around people that are more or less not, I don't want to say normal. But, no, you know.
Yeah, normies. Normies is a thing.
Yeah. But I've also, I've got good friends who are perfectly clean cut.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
No, it really is like a thing around here that, like, have you ever went back and looked at, like, the bullies and like it is like a, like, you see the movies where all the cool kids in high school are, like, washed up and stuff. Yeah. And it is spot the fuck on, you know?
Right.
I mean, you know, I'm not doing the greatest in life, but, you know, right. I'm happy
right.
with who I am, I guess. I don't know. But they are, like, the same dudes that go to the same bar every day, but they still get killer milkshakes.
Well, my brother, one of the best things he ever told me when I was in high school, he was telling me about his class president or whatever, like the, you know, the most popular kid.
Oh, yeah.
In his class.
I don't know if the president is the most popular kid. I think he's the smartest kid.
Well, yeah, I mean, but either way, he was just like.
Like prom king or something.
Yeah, he was just like, and he was always a dick to my brother. And then my brother was at Chili's and the guy waited on him and, of course, was. Super nice.
Right.
And there's no, if you're a waiter at Chili's, I'm not shitting on that. I'm just saying, like, this guy was the king in high school.
Right. But all,
and, I you mean, know,
to be fair, nobody knows what they're going to grow up to be.
Right. But I just mean, like,
don't be a dickhead to everybody.
Yeah. But just, you know,
don't take pictures of people. But, you know, best milkshake.
Oh, yeah. It's, yeah. Good milkshakes. That's,
good milkshakes.
If you want milkshakes and bigotry, go to.
All right, and the best one I saved for last, but obviously, where I tried to, like, I had a link for it, but it broke, which sucks, because this is, and there was a video, and we were going to watch the video, and it was fantastic. This lady, again, this was a fucking, there was a Guinness record for this, and she broke it. It's the amount of mayonnaise ate.
Oh.
And it was 3 gallons.
Oh, fuck. That's so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what? Well, I know you know, but I don't know if the average person knows what a gallon, when you open a gallon of mayonnaise, what it smells like.
Oh, God.
It's not great.
I don't know what's worse. Like, that's the smell of, like, mass mayonnaise or the smell of mass ketchup.
Oh, ketchup is, it's not great in large quantities. It's not, I don't even like it in small quantities, but it's a sour smell.
No, it's, I don't know, but mayonnaise is 3 gallons.
3 gallons of.
Yeah, and she was like, and the video was her, like, it was like the Nathan's hot dog eating, kind of, but it was just scoops of fucking mayonnaise.
Oh my God, shoveling mayonnaise.
It was extremely rough. But also, what fucked me up was that there was a record for this already.
Yeah, somebody had already. Okay. I mean, 3 gallons of mayonnaise, and I mean, even if you had a day to do it, I still can't fathom. If I had 24 hours to eat 3 gallons of mayonnaise.
It was like 5 minutes.
Oh. I guess that's almost better to get it out of the way, because you don't want to spend a whole day like, oh, hold on. Got to get this half gallon down real quick and then do some other shit.
I mean, I'm sure I could find the video, but, like, now that we're recording, it sucks. Yeah. But that was that fucked me up.
Yeah, it's not great. That's a lot of whipped egg.
whipped Abe.
Just right down the gullet.
Oh, so you're saying like 3 gallons of Veganaise is better?
I mean, honestly, probably.
No.
I mean, I don't want to eat 3 gallons of anything in 5 minutes.
Okay, then don't do a fucking Guinness record.
Well, don't tell me what to do.
I think that's how most Guinness records start.
Say I won't.
Say I won't. Yeah, seriously. No shit. But that's all the news I got for Pluggy's News.
Pluggy's News.
All right, Elliot, what you got for us today?
Well, we got some am I the asshole questions.
Are you?
Me personally, sometimes.
Okay.
But, you know, we'll get into that.
I can see that.
It's, oh, yeah? That's fair enough.
Is that rude?
So, the first one today is, would I be the asshole if I texted a girl's number directly who is in a school project group?
I mean, not. Go. Proceed.
All right. I'm a college-age man that is in college. Well, okay, that's a stupid thing to say. Hold on. I didn't proofread this. I'm a college-age man, and I'm assigned a group project. I would like to get to know a woman in my group a bit more and text her asking if she wants to hang out outside of class. My dilemma comes from the only reason I have her number is for group communication. I have every group member's phone number. She did not directly or explicitly give me her number. Would I be the asshole if I texted her to ask? I don't want to offend because I'll be okay if she doesn't want to, but I don't want to pressure her either way with us having to work together until the end of the term. I'm also not sure on the stigma of texting a classmate for personal reasons when it was not their choice I had their number. Would I be the asshole?
You'd be a sketchy person.
Yeah. Kind of see this as like a PSA.
Yeah. Almost,
because I picked that for a reason, which is that I feel like a lot of the times, you know, that situation comes up and you absolutely should not do that. Because
that doesn't mean you have a girl's number.
No. It means you're in a group project, you know.
Let's say that did happen. How does she react? Is she going to be okay with that? I don't think so.
Well, and even if there's the problem, even if she's nice about it, it's like he said, they have to work together till the end of the semester. So it's basically like a lose-lose situation for that guy.
Yeah, pal. Don't sketch ass.
But it's just, yeah, it's not ideal.
Just try the old way, you know?
Yeah, there's this weird thing where you can get a girl's number by asking her.
It's really weird.
And then
how about imagine him saving it and then putting something cute beside it, like a heart.
Oh.
And then him actually getting to the day where, yeah, like somehow, you know, that day comes where they're talking in class or something and she's like, "Hey, take my number down." Or, oh, you know, she's, yeah, like, yeah, she's like, "Put your number in my phone," and she calls it.
And it pops up. There's like two hearts and a winking emoji.
Sketch.
I do. Well, and also I think it's because, oh, like, you hear these, the worst, like, how we got together stories are like, well, he was so persistent. Like, you used to hear those back in the day, I feel like. All right. All right. So I got to give credit for a couple of these. Our buddy Tyler has been texting me this week. He's recently got into Reddit. And he listens to the show. So he's been on Am I the Asshole recently. And he's sent me some really good ones.
Well, Tyler's been on the show.
Oh, yeah. He's been on the show once or twice.
Kind of. He just kind of just sat there and laughed and drank a bunch of beer.
And then broke a chair.
Oh, yeah. He did do that, too.
Yeah, that was dope. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Yeah, I was into it. Because we talked about the chair breaking.
I'll say that chair had it fucking coming.
We knew it was going to break. We knew it was going to happen. We were hoping it was going to happen. And then he didn't disappoint.
You know, stuff coming from the moron camp.
Yeah. And he didn't disappoint with these Am I the Assholes either.
All right.
So we have, am I the asshole for cutting up bikes for scrap, which kids left on my property? My home is across the street from an elementary school, kindergarten to eighth grade. I knew what I was getting into buying this home a few years ago. Noise. I don't mind, but I do mind that students and or their parents have been littering on my property. The big issue is bikes. Once a week or so, I'll find a bike on my lawn. Sometimes the owner is nearby. They'll drop their bike on my lawn to go chat with friends across the street. It's older kids, so probably 7th or 8th grade, but definitely from the school, as their uniforms suggest. Sometimes there's a bike but no owner in sight. I don't know why someone would leave their bike in public lest it get stolen. Yeah? So, so why do it? Sometimes it's there overnight. I've confronted a few kids, repeat offenders, to please refrain from leaving your bike on my lawn. I usually get, "Sorry, sir, it won't happen again." But sometimes I'm flipped the bird when I'm not even coming across as mean or angry. I just request they do not clutter my lawn. After 3 months of this, once or twice a week, I decided to speak with the school. They made me aware that they sent out a letter with students to give to their parents, that they've received complaints from homeowners in the area, just me, maybe others, about it. It stopped for a bit and then continued. So I put up a sign on my lawn that anything left on my lawn is to be destroyed without compensation. It's unsightly, sure, but doesn't pose an issue with me leaving my driveway, for example. And the first time a bike appeared, I did just that. I took it out back, cut the frame into pieces, then returned it to my lawn to be collected.
Oh my God.
It wasn't there the following morning, so I believe my message was received. I know I'm starting a battle with little kids and their parents, but enough is enough. Am I the asshole?
He called a child a repeat offender.
Yeah, the way that guy talks is, I feel like he doesn't get out much.
Yeah.
I just get that vibe.
I feel like, so I've seen this before in the trailer park.
Right.
A dude literally just like will like run over a bike and just like leave it where it is. And then the kid comes and gets it and it's wobbly.
Right.
But that dude don't post about it on Reddit.
No.
I want to know an age of this guy.
Yeah, I'm guessing, I'm going to be honest with you, I think this man's single. I'm getting that vibe.
That's his age?
If he's, no, well, I mean, I don't know
how old are you?
How old?
I'm single.
That's a good answer. That's not a bad answer. No, well, I mean, honestly, I think he's single and past the age of being single, if that makes any sense.
If he's got 6 kids, that'd be way funnier.
They just all have bikes.
Yeah, and that's why it's littered, because their friends come over. That'd be way funnier.
That's what, honestly, I just don't move in across from a school. And no, but I mean, I get it.
That's such a hard thing to do. Like, there's schools. I think there's like 10 schools in every city.
Yeah, there's 3 within 2 miles of my house now. It's ridiculous. And they're building another one.
Oh, yeah. You know, kids got to learn. It's so stupid.
But to get to the point of cutting it up and leaving it, and which also, that means that...
Either he did it himself and looked like a psychopath, or he, like, took it somewhere and he was like, chop this in half.
He took it to Home Depot. So, will you cut this bike in half? No, he definitely took it out back and did it, but I don't know. I feel like that's not... And he's also like, I know I started a war with kids. Like, dude, they're not going to...
It's not the fucking Sandlot, dude.
They might...
You don't have a fucking St. Bernard next door.
They're not going to TP your house. Just some sad kid had to have his parents come pick up his bike that was cut in half. Which, by the way, if you get back and your bike's cut in half, why do you take it? Are you going to weld it back together?
I mean,
bike parts are bike parts, but I think I would just leave it.
You tell a 7th grader that.
Just him and a friend dragged it down the street.
It's all they got, man.
That's true. I never liked riding a bike, though.
Yeah, well, I didn't learn until not too long ago.
Yeah, I taught you, so I know.
No, my friend Ilya taught me.
Oh, really? That's hilarious.
And I was past the drinking age. He taught me in Hilton Head. We were on a vacation. Yeah. We had beach cruisers, and... And, like, I had a bike a long time ago, but, like, I lived in a cul-de-sac in the trailer park, so, like,
yeah.
All the kids would just, like, build ramps around my house or at the cul-de-sac. I never really...
No distance riding.
Well, no, I never had to ride it. I just had a bike.
Right.
But I could stand out front and hang out with everybody. I never rode the bike.
But, so did you... You were on vacation. Did you rent a bike and then go, hey, wait a second.
No, they
I don't know how to ride
they this. They had them. I don't know why they had them. It's a timeshare or some shit.
But a couple bikes. Yeah,
yeah, but they had the bikes, and I mean, Yeah, I was like 22, and we were, I think we were on shrooms, and he took me down this fucking path, and I swear to God, I heard monkeys and shit. Like,
yeah.
Just like, this path had like branches and shit, but it was all lit, like with light, not like fun lit.
No, not like dope. But
not like dope. Yeah, it was a weird experience, but like, you know, once you learn how to ride a bike, it's very easy.
It's like riding a bike.
Yeah, especially when you're 22 learning how to ride a bike.
It's like, dude, this shit's easy. Kids are so stupid.
Kids are so lame. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I'm glad you know how to ride a bike.
Thank you. I haven't done it. No, I've done it twice since.
Well, that's, once was in the Tour de France, which was impressive.
Well, you know, I chafed a little bit.
That's what, honestly, is, as much as I chafe walking, I can't imagine riding a bike. I'm not down with it. And the last one, also thanks to Tyler, who submitted this. Well, I say submitted, he texted it to me. That's not as fancy as all that. Am I the asshole for telling my sister to stop having sex so loud? So me and my sister share an apartment. Our rooms are right next to each other. Her boyfriend comes over sometimes, which is cool. He's a chill guy. But a few weeks ago, we all got drunk and smoked and got pretty messed up. I went to bed around midnight because I had to get up for work around 7 a.m. They stayed up because they both work around 2 p.m. Around 5 a.m., I was awoken by them doing the dirty, like so loud it was ridiculous. The walls are thin. I could hear everything my sister was saying slash doing. I was still drunk, so I couldn't leave. So I went in the living room where I could hear it less and played PS4. I brought it to her attention the next day, and she apologized and was embarrassed, so I thought it was cool. But last night, she came home with him again. I was in bed and didn't know he was over until later, and she got drunk with him again, and at 5 a.m., same thing. They were so loud it woke me up again. So I went to work early and sent her a text to stop being so damn loud. She ignored me all day now. I don't care what she does with him. I'm just asking her not to be so loud so I don't got to hear it. Well, am I the asshole?
You kind of do care, apparently.
I mean,
well, just don't be a bitch.
Well, I mean,
I don't know. That's kind of
there is a point, I think, where you're like, all right, dude, I mean, congrats on getting laid, but I'm trying to sleep.
I mean, I guess, just, is that kind of cock blocking? I don't know.
I mean, no, it's not saying you're not blocking the cock. You're putting a silencer on it. You know what I mean? You're just saying like, yeah, girl, get that dick, but also don't yelp and shit.
Don't yelp.
No, like not post a review, but just like okay. Don't hoot and holler. You know.
Don't hoot and holler. I feel like this dude needs a friend to text. That's what it is.
Well, also, I bet this guy's telling his friends, like, we keep waking her sister up. It's pretty great. She's super pissed.
Oh, man.
No, that's just, you know that's going in a group chat somewhere.
Yeah.
Yo, look. Oh, man. Which, by the way, the guy in this situation, just congrats, buddy. You're doing great. You're doing great, you know? Going, getting drunk till 5 in the morning.
Yeah, but what if they're not even doing that and they're just playing Twister? Or like, you know, like Monopoly or something.
And that's why the sister's embarrassed.
Yeah.
I just love when she said, I could hear everything they're saying slash doing. Like, is she hearing like...
Oh, no.
Because that's too far. Like, honestly, hearing like... moans and shit, that's one thing. But if you can hear fucking... If you're trying to sleep, you just hear like...
Yeah, if you hear... If you hear skin, that's not it.
No, you don't want to hear skin on skin that's when you're not trying to sleep.
Yeah. It's not going to make breakfast good.
It's not gonna, you don't want to look those people in the eye.
Yeah. Your sister?
No.
Yeah, that's rough.
That's what, and I assumed, I assumed it was a female writing that.
Okay.
But it, I mean, it could, which I feel like a dude would be more upset if he lived with a sister and that was happening.
Yeah. I feel like a girl would have a friend to, like, get it out of the way and just, like, text them this stuff instead of posting on fucking Reddit. Guys don't have a lot of friends.
No.
Because they're fucking stupid.
It's true.
Guys are dumb.
Live and let live, but I mean, if it's waking you up at night.
Live and let go a little bit.
We've been capping the Am I the Assholes with what I call the cherry on top.
The cherry on top.
The cherry on top, which is, you know, we just like the title, or I just like the title, but it's not worth going into. And today's is, am I the asshole for telling the massage therapist I had an erection?
that's a visible thing, I think.
Yeah. Well, if you're on your belly, you know, it's tucked up. You can't see it.
I think you've got to maneuver, though, to make it, I don't know, people different. Good job, Eliante.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
Did great. I guess let's jump into our final shit.
Final shit.
Shit, as in that sounds like bullshit.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it. I got a couple of these because they're good. You know,
I like these a lot. Yeah.
All right, first one. Some of these are kind of, you know, sometimes things are obvious, but you don't really think about it.
Right.
All right. Honey does not spoil.
Is that right?
You could feasibly eat 3,000-year-old honey.
Wow. I did not know that.
Well, that's your bad.
I never thought about it.
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't.
3,000-year-old honey, does it still taste good?
I don't know, but, you know, people spend all this money on liquor and shit.
And wine,
It's like it's been in a barrel for this many days.
Well, I think they go by years.
I'm not Walmart.
No, this is aged for 23 days.
It's like, motherfucker, that's prison wine.
It's been sitting on the shelf for 20 of those days.
Yeah, prison wine sits in a toilet with fermented oranges.
Yeah, the best wine is
for about 6 days
in a bag under your bed.
Space box.
Yeah. Oh, dude, space bags.
Space bags.
That's a shit.
Well, you know, if you take them out of the box.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Next one. Dead people can get goosebumps.
I just got goosebumps.
That's just sketchy.
Yeah, dead people can do a lot of sketchy shit.
Yeah, but could you imagine being at, like, an open casket and, like, you say something?
The person gets goosebumps?
Yeah.
Yeah, ooh, I don't like that.
Yeah. It was like Mac Miller's.
But also,
Mac Miller's new record came out.
But also, how many open casket funerals can you see the person's forearms when they're in the casket?
Well, they usually put them in like a suit or some shit. I don't know.
You have to be looking pretty hard to notice goosebumps.
Well, now that I know this,
you're going to be pulling up the sleeve.
No, I'm gonna have a list of things I'm going to say.
You're just going to go up with a list and be like, and just start rattling them off.
Yeah, well, it's got to be a whisper.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't want to yell at a dead person. Right. Well, what if they sit up?
Hold up, man.
Whoa, oh, shit.
You know, I'm whispering for goosebumps. That's what, like, they're like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm whispering for goosebumps.
Who are you?
You know, I heard this was happening today. No, I don't know them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't go to funerals uninvited, but
if you told a dead person that Billie Eilish
won a Grammy,
won
a bunch of Grammys,
yeah, broke the record for Grammys, won, I can see a dead person getting goosebumps, right?
I mean, maybe if they're into it,
mad goosebumps.
Can you get mad goosebumps?
Oh, you can get a bunch of them.
I don't know if I've ever gotten mad goosebumps. I get douche chills.
Sometimes. Douche chills?
Yeah, that's the phrase for it, but it's a real thing where, like, I'll hear something or I hear a terrible joke or, like, something that just kind of makes you cringe, and I'll get, like, literal shiver from
like
it.
Like, it's too much.
Like, it literally overloads your brain, and you're like, your body can't handle how uncomfortable it is.
Yeah.
I get those.
Yeah, anytime that there's, like, something with, like, a little child on TV, like I was watching Cops.
Ugh.
And there was a kid, and they were, like, showing everything, but the kid's face was blurred out. A kid got hit by a car.
Oh.
And was crying in the middle of the road. And, like, we were just, it was, like, halfway into the episode.
Yeah.
And, like, I had to turn it off.
Like, that's not what I watch Cops for.
I cannot watch that kind of shit.
No.
Hell no.
I watch Cops for guys hiding under mattresses and yeah. shit like that. I don't want to see.
I just want to see Run, Ronnie, Run over and over and over and over again.
Right.
Not that.
I want to see a guy kick through a fence.
Next one. The Spanish national anthem has no words.
Oh, it's instrumental.
Instrumental. It'd be funny if it was a cappella.
Just vocalizing?
Just no words. I guess that's a hymn, right? I don't know. Hymns are words, correct?
Hymns have words, yeah.
Yeah.
I think because otherwise
but
it wouldn't be about Jesus.
What about hers?
Well, there's hymns and hers.
Yeah.
Which is that Zooey Deschanel band.
That's what you get. That's what you get. All right. All right. When you think about the butt crack.
I mean, I do.
Yeah, we all do. Like, you just think that's it. That's the name. There's an actual name for the butt crack.
A medical name?
A medical name for the butt crack.
All right, lay it on me. What?
Intergluteal cleft.
Oh, all right.
I'm glad somebody said butt crack.
Yeah, I mean, that makes it.
And just, like, canceled it out. Like, some smart fucker came up with that, and somebody was like, butt crack.
it's the crack in your butt.
A homie's like, God damn it. All right.
Do you think that, like, they came up with butt cheeks first?
Oh, I'm sure that.
Assiest cheekiest.
Assiest cheekiest.
That's the Latin term.
This is kind of dumb. George Clooney did the voice of Sparky, a gay dog in South Park.
Well, you know, sometimes when you get typecast,
do you know who Sparky is? Have you heard that? Those episodes?
I don't remember it, really.
Could you imagine just, who's a good...
Yeah, who should we get for this?
I mean, by the way, one of my things is, like, looking up net worths of people.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, was it Trey Parker? Or
Matt Parker and...
Trey Stone.
Trey Stone, yeah.
They're worth $300 million apiece.
Right.
They're worth as much as Garth Brooks.
Well, you know what really did that, too, is that Book of Mormon. Mm. They, if you have a hit Broadway show like that, you make so much goddamn money.
But just imagine having the money to throw away, like, all right, we have this fucking little dog
right.
on our show.
But it's not even that, because they've had celebrities do weird shit like that on the show. Like, I think Matt Damon played a weird part
right,
on South Park.
It's not even a fucking talking role, you know?
Right.
And it's a cartoon.
They just
and wait. Clooney's doing it.
They just got him to do gay barks?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's pretty dope. That's
exactly.
Like, South Park's weird for me. I never want to talk to a person who likes South Park.
I could care less.
But I also, I did enjoy it for a long time.
I enjoy it better now because it's obviously trying to push the limits.
Right. They're doing, I mean, because they don't have anything holding them back.
Right.
They haven't been taken off the air. They haven't been canceled.
They've done everything you know. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, it's a fucking, it's shock rock.
Yeah.
Like, you expect it. But, you know, it's a, I don't know, fucking Macho Man.
Oh, yeah, we watched that episode.
That is fucking,
yeah.
It's funny, but also, like, some of it is, like, you know.
Yeah, there's, I think the problem with South Park is there's people who latch onto that humor for the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. They go like, yeah, this is stupid that anyone feels that way. Instead of looking at it as satire,
yeah,
they look at it as like, yeah, that's stupid. And you're an idiot if you know, if you, so I don't know. It's like right. anything else. People are going to take it however they're going to take it.
Right. I think they've just prospered on it.
I mean, obviously, they're worth a shit ton of money.
Obviously. That net worth is pretty fucking wild. All right, the last one that I have. So just think about this. All right, so when we're here in America, which is where we are.
Really?
Yeah, oh, believe it or not.
Yeah, I guess so.
But you have 911 that you would call.
Yeah.
For, you know, emergency services.
Right.
You have, 411?
411, yeah.
For, you know, like local services, right? Yeah,
information,
you know, to get a mass pickup of, like, trash. You know, is that 311?
Something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. In South Korea, there is an emergency number, which is 113, to report spies.
Oh.
That is like an actual problem.
Right. There's so many spies.
Like, what are you spying on?
What? You said it's in South Korea?
South Korea.
Well, yeah. It's because North Korea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Your neighbors.
Yeah, they're always, you know, North Korea is always.
Yeah, but like you just see somebody with a notepad and you're like, nope, 113.
Well, I mean, you know, I think it is such a problem that they have the go-to number like that. But you could still do that in the States.
How fast is the reaction time to that? Like, why is there not like a date rape number? You know, like.
I mean, I guess 911 would work for that.
I guess. I mean, but like to be more specific.
Right.
Like, just go 991.
991.
You know, I guess a sketchy guy should be considered a spy, maybe. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's a thing.
Not limiting it to dudes, because
right, ladies can be spies.
Crazy as hell, too.
Yeah, Valerie Plame, she was a spy. Actually, the only reason I remember her name is because it was in a Decemberist song, which I'm not proud of.
That you know it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I know it. Yeah. She got outed by, I think it was fucked up. It was something like somebody outed her as revenge as a spy. They were beefing with her husband or something like that. And they were like, oh, yeah, well, your fucking wife's a spy. And they like told the fucking press about it.
Mm.
And of course, it was terrible. But yeah, I mean, a spy hotline, I'd call it and just people who annoyed me. I mean, like, they were asking me about street numbers and just.
Yeah, I mean, you can go any way with that.
You think people prank their friends?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They call them and report them as spies. Oh, man. Dude, you were in that cell for 3 days.
The amount of, I remember there was a guy in high school that fake bomb threat his friend's house.
Why is it? A bomb threat on a house is so stupid. I've never heard of that.
Well, no, it wasn't necessarily a bomb threat, but it was like hey, this guy is making bombs.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But it was as a joke, but a SWAT team came to his fucking house.
Yeah.
And it was a 16-year-old kid.
Have you ever heard about people being SWATted? It's this thing of, you know, people, you know, streamers like on Twitch, like stream themselves playing video games. Mm-hmm. Well, people will figure out where they live. Like, they'll dedicate, like, all this time to figuring out what their actual address is.
To, like, fuck him up.
And like, literally, sometimes it'll be, like, a view out of a window or something like that. And they'll go to Google Maps and, look through the city for hours and then find where they live.
Yeah, this is definitely why MTV Cribs is not a thing anymore.
It's rough. And there was a guy who got... Okay, so these guys were playing this game and they got into an argument. And so the guy was like, you want to fucking do this? Like, this is my address. And he gave him a random address. And the guy he was in an argument with SWATted that address. So he called the cops and said, hey, there's this girl being held hostage or whatever at this address. Right. And the guy's armed and dangerous. The cop showed up and shot the guy.
Ooh.
And he died. This guy who had nothing to do with it, it was a completely random address.
Right.
A SWAT team showed up at his house and shot him. And the kid who, I think both the kids ended up getting charged for it.
Right. I mean, well, like, if you don't, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, rightfully so, but.
Damn.
Yeah, you don't fuck around with calling SWAT on people because, you know.
Well, yeah, 10 years, you know, okay.
Well, no, I mean, that's just, you know, that just reminded me of that.
All right, 17 years ago, God damn it.
Yeah, be
that,
real.
That was a little different.
What, you mean back in the 80s?
Dude, I remember we could almost, like, pinpoint when it was going to happen, but, like, we would get bomb threats at our school, and we knew that somebody from the school did it.
Yeah.
Just to, like, get us out of class.
That's dope.
I mean, kind of.
Well, nowadays, it's different.
But, like, I mean, maybe, you know, if it wasn't fake, that'd be fucked up.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it was, like, once a week. We would be out at the stadium.
I remember lining up outside school.
But it was always at the same time of the day because they knew how long it took. 1:15.
So it was like half day. You got a nice little half day.
1:15, somebody would do it and it would end up, you know, 3:30 would roll around and we'd all be out there and then we'd leave.
Oh my God, a fucking bomb threat at a school. The clusterfuck you cause.
Yeah.
By calling it a bomb threat at a school. There's so many people who's like, it fucks them up for 2 days.
I mean, back. God damn it. That sounds so old. Back then, like a payphone, you know, you could just.
Oh, boop, yeah.
And then you're done.
But you'd star 69.
Yeah. I mean, now it's like you got to be ballsy to do some shit like that and not have, like, just to get out of school.
Right.
Like, just don't go to school.
Yeah. It's super easy. I did it a bunch.
Yeah. There's online classes, you know?
Yeah, and even those you can skip pretty easy because you just don't open your laptop.
Yeah,
right. It doesn't have the same rush, but you know.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't really fulfill.
Oh, man, yeah. When you're skipping school.
Oh, man.
I would like to get... There's no feeling as an adult. Well, I'll say that. I've worked with adults who look at missing work the same way they looked at skipping school.
Right.
Which is, I mean, I don't really understand that. That doesn't do this. When I miss work, I feel like I, you know, I don't, right. I'm not going to skip work.
You're just like, in 2 weeks, I'm going to be right. So pissed off.
Yeah. Anytime I miss work or have to give up a shift or something like that, I hate it because it's my money. You know? But back then it was like, I don't want to do this.
Mm.
And it's but there's no equivalent of that as an adult of skipping school.
Even like college.
Oh no, because then you're paying for it.
Right. When I was in school, you know, it was fucking community college. Whatever. I can only imagine like going to a university and like people are just laying out. And,
right.
Like, you're like, what the fuck are you doing?
It costs so much money.
Yeah. I mean, mine was like, what, like $500 a semester or something tops.
Right. Yeah. You know?
Like, some people just won't go to class and stay in a cafeteria at a community college.
Right,
like
what just hanging out. Like,
you're a weirdo. Taxpayer money.
Yeah, fuck it. Financial aid.
Yeah, at least, like we discussed on the last one, maybe you did get a tattoo.
Oh, yeah, that's
with some
right.
financial aid about that. Money. You know, at least you went to class. You used it.
Yeah, I went to class. I was supposed to spend that money on...
You know what? You didn't make you approve for that.
No. The government was like, do you want all this money to go to school? And I was like, yeah, but do I have to go to school?
Is that how that phone call went?
Yeah, I called government, and I said, hey, how much money will you give me to go to school? No, when I got that first financial aid check, I literally, I was like, holy shit, I never have to work again. It was for like $1,100.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
dude, just some...
But I was 20, and I didn't have a job, and I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll do all right on this until next semester when I get another $1,100 check.
Yeah, right? And then you go to fucking Chick-fil-A four times.
Right, and it's gone.
It's gone.
That's still what happens.
That's, check. Yeah, dude. Yeah. No, we don't support Chick-fil-A.
No, actually, I ate it. Basically, I got breakfast with some people I used to work with, and we were talking about it in the group chat, and it's hard for us all to make plans at the same time. So they said, like, all right, let's get breakfast this day. I was like, all right, cool. Then that morning, I was like, where are we going? And they were like, Chick-fil-A. And I didn't want to be that guy who was like, I'm not fucking going there. But it was right. The first time I had gone there in 5 years, or at right. least, you know, ever since I knew how shitty they were. That was like the last time. But I was like, fuck it, I'll just go. And
when you say shitty, what do you mean?
The fact that the people who run that company donate a lot of the company's money and their private money to gay conversion therapy organizations that they...
That is pretty wild.
Yeah. Anti-gay groups, Christian fundamentalist groups, just really distasteful sort of shit.
Just things that are like overlooked.
Yeah. And they're absolutely unapologetic about it, and they still continue to donate to those groups.
Right.
So I was just always like, I'm not going to fucking Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Like, it's pretty easy. And then... Honestly, going the other day and eating the food, I was like, yeah, why the fuck are these places so big? It's a chicken sandwich.
It's a brined and pickle juice chicken sandwich.
It is really nothing. It doesn't walk on water. Like, I do not understand how anybody can, you know, anybody with the same sort of...
Well, it's because in the past 20 years, people stopped cooking.
Well, yeah, but also there's so many other options. Go to fucking Popeyes. People are shooting each other over Popeyes.
Yeah,
it must be fucking good.
I tried it. It's not that good.
I never did. I wasn't fucking with it, but...
You know, it's still there.
Now I could go try it.
They've remodeled every single Popeyes now.
Well, yeah, they probably made 3 years worth of money in 2 months. Well, yeah, so I ate Chick-fil-A and I went, yeah, it's not good enough to justify gay hate. So
you know, fuck Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Fuck, if you hate the gay, fuck you.
Same, yeah.
You a piece of shit.
You suck.
I think we did a good episode.
I'm happy with
it. If you've ever found, let's say, a news article or a asshole question somewhere or something that, you know, not necessarily find an asshole question, but, you know, if you have one that you would like to kind of us to answer.
Yeah.
Or a
It could be any situation.
Yeah, or
you're in. We will gladly give anyone advice or, you know, guidance.
We're always open to the shit. But if you like the episode today and you enjoyed our conversation, maybe go follow us on Instagram at Bad Seed Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Twitter, which we're trying to figure out how the fuck that works.
Yeah, it's rough. I'm working on it.
Yeah, that's Elliot's job.
That's, yeah.
What's the handle on that? You don't even fucking
know. No, it's okay, because I have Twitter on my phone, probably. Pulling it up. This is how much I go to it every day.
Yeah, you're really killing it, buddy.
It's, it's kind of a, well, it's a weird one, but it's the Bad Seed Pod C1. We're going to change that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we can change it.
Yeah, we're gonna change it.
Look us up on Twitter, Bad Seed Podcast. Yeah, I don't know.
But that's not...
Fuck. All right.
All right. All right. Let's do this. We're on Instagram.
Yeah. Let's just go for now.
And then we're going to figure out Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm going to figure out how it works. I'm going to be super great at it.
If you did enjoy what we did or are doing, you can donate to the page, the show, just so we can kind of continue doing what the fuck we're doing.
Yeah.
On our Anchor.
Maybe get a space heater.
Maybe a space. It is kind of chilly.
It's a little cold.
But on anchor.fm/badseedpodcast, there is a link. You can find it in our Instagram page, just where to donate.
Yeah. And thank you to everyone who's donated so far. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. There's a lot. And also, you can send a voice message and we'll play them.
Oh, we'll play everyone.
We'll play everyone.
You
can say
whatever you want.
I always forget to even mention that, so I don't think anybody even knows that's a thing. But, you know, you can kind of send us a voicemail just for the podcast, and at the end of the episodes, we'll do it, and we kind of forget to do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it will be on there eventually.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. But thank you for listening, and peace.